Chapter 11. A Thrawny Prison, Outside of Lusk. Getting Adrian up the stairs was treacherous in its own right, and every step that Olsen took was met with groans from the decrepit wood. When they reached the top, they kept on, straight down the hallway that led to the site of their earlier encounter. As they approached the corridor where they had fought only moments before, they stepped past the translucent cage where Dylas had trapped their two assailants, who still pounded at its walls pleadingly. Olsen eyed the body of Rimble, who still lay on the ground in the same position he'd left him after he finished smashing his fist into his well-scarred face. He wasn't moving, and that suited Olsen just fine.
"Let's get out of here," he said.
Dylas and Adrian had no objections. Just as they were about to leave the room, though, Olsen heard a noise come from Rimble's direction. He couldn't quite make it out. It sounded like a grunt of desperation more than anything, but it was followed by what sounded like a bone bouncing off the stone floor. He turned just in time to see the room flood with light. Shifting his eyes from the emerald glow filling the room, Olsen squinted in confusion as the walls began to tremble. He looked to Rimble, who was still lying on the floor, to make sure he wasn't seeing things.
"What did you do?"
Olsen shouted.
"Like I tell you," Rimble grunted.
He followed it up with a sound like strained laughter. Something on the edge of Olsen's vision caught his eyes as he looked back to the trembling walls, from which progressively bigger and bigger chunks of gray stone had begun dropping on the floor. Enough of them had come loose that he was sure the walls were about to collapse around them. He watched as the stones on the floor came together in the same way that iron filings would attack a magnet. Then, when the pile of stone had grown large enough, it stood up.
"Dylas," Olsen said as he backed up, "are you seeing this?"
The Athrawny half-eye was staring at the pile of stone that had taken a human-like form. It was huge and sturdy-looking, despite being cobbled together from the dregs of the prison walls.
"I am," was all that Dylas said. The hulking figure lumbered toward Olsen, its feet sinking into the ground with each thunderous step that it took. Keeping his eyes on it, Olsen knelt to place Adrian on the ground as he shouted gruffly to Dylas,
"I hope you got some really great rest back there."
Dylas's eyes were white hot.
"We shall see," he said flatly.
The stone creature continued toward Olsen, who was gathering himself for either impact or counterattack. Dylas raised his hands into the air, and the fog that had come before began to swirl and thicken around the creature. The whole room seemed steeped in clouds that thickened and turned to a solid gray. Olsen watched, impressed, as the creature stopped in its tracks, trapped inside the impenetrable prison that Dylas had conjured from thin air.
"Nicely done," Olsen said, dropping his guard.
But as the creature's arm burst through the cage, Dylas could do nothing but watch as its other arm broke free, followed by a rocky torso and head. Both men stared with growing concern as the rest of the creature emerged and charged once more straight at Olsen.
"I take it back,"
Olsen said, ducking a wildly swung fist from the creature. He lowered his shoulder and charged into the midsection of the great stone golem, driving it back toward the wall. It took every ounce of his strength to move the thing.
"Where did this come from?"
he shouted to Dylas as they slammed against the wall.
"I hardly see how that is relevant right now," Dylas said.
Taking a blow to the stomach that knocked him halfway across the room, Olsen inhaled sharply and looked up with narrowed eyes at his Athrawny counterpart.
"Because I'd like to figure out how to stop it."
Adrian had sat up and was looking at Rimble.
"Him," he said with all the strength he could muster. "It came from him."
Watching Rimble wheeze with laughter between strained breaths, Olsen asked,
"Is he a Thrawny?"
As the words left his mouth, the creature charged at him again.
"No, but he somehow has the power of shaping," Adrian answered, confusion in his voice. "The other world does not flow through him, but it surrounds him."